and Goblin should follow.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Do not come in contact with any of these zombies.
Don't fall asleep.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
I saw the boogeyman. I saw him outside.
Did you miss me?
It is a dark and stormy night. Happy Halloween from Huntsville Home Video.
Yeah, that's it? That's all you have?
That's it, yeah.
That's the only scene you had set up. Just dark and stormy night.
Okay.
Huntsville Home Video.
Insert a doorbell sound right here.
Uh-huh. Ding, ding.
Trick or treat.
Hi, what are you dressed up as?
Your mom!
What an easy costume!
Oh, hey. Nice. We figured, you know what? It's Halloween. We already did our Halloween episode of The Frighteners, which you should go back and check out on Apple, Spotify.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
Then that mom joke will be even funnier.
You're right. Correct. We just decided, you know what? It's Halloween, and we wanted to talk about Halloween movies and trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. So let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
A bonus episode of Huntsville Home Video dropping on a Saturday.
We don't have anything prepared.
Nothing.
Just other than scary movies.
No, and that's kind of your genre, though.
Yeah, I feel like I might do better in this episode than...
You might just take the reins?
You're going to throw out some movies, though, that I probably still haven't seen in horror.
Correct.
Even though it's probably my best genre.
I mean, that's without saying.
I know, it's so sad.
But you are just kind of like, you're that... just almost cliched chick that just goes home and watches like murder documentaries and horror flicks and you listen to heavy metal music. No one could gather that just by looking at
If
you had a 5-minute conversation with Leanne and then she said, oh, by the way, I'm going home to watch some murder porn and listen to Slipknot. You'd be like, what?
I know. People are always shocked by that. They're like, because usually I'm pretty, you know, bouncy and bubbly for the most part. You know, I at least seem that way.
And then you just go home and have a human sacrifice.
Exactly. And it's great. You know,
it's great.
It's what keeps me sane, Jack.
So tell me, how does one sacrifice a human?
Well, see, first, you got to find said human. You got to make sure they're the right one.
Okay.
No.
Are we talking virgin sacrifice? Or are we talking...
Well, you always got to go virgin. Oh, I mean, come on.
That's 101,
you dipshit.
I'm sorry. Having never sacrificed a human.
Right. No.
I'm new to this.
Okay, sorry.
Well, let's talk about we'll talk about some horror flicks. What is your favorite horror movie of all time?
Okay, this movie is a horror film, but I think it's one of those that people don't want to classify it as a horror film, but I think it is. My favorite overall would be Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh, good pick.
That's my second favorite movie. This podcast has started me, you know, trying to make my list, and I think it's probably my second favorite movie.
Okay.
I love that one. I love the classic Halloween.
Of course.
You know, that's the top one. And then probably, it changes every day with me. I don't know. Does it change with you a lot, kind of where they fall?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, such a good one.
Yeah.
So, like, for the time, just so twisted.
Right. I remember, so I actually saw that one, and you're going to say, of course, to this. I saw that one after the remake.
Of course.
I saw the 2003? Was that the one with Jessica Biel?
Yeah, it was early, yeah.
I saw that one first, and then I was like, oh, well, I need to go watch the original. And I... remember, you know how a movie just sticks with you and you feel yucky after you watch it? That was Texas Chainsaw Massacre for me.
Okay.
But I love it. I just recently watched it the other night.
But you know what? I'm not going to give you any grief for that because I feel that not enough people, because there's so many remakes now.
Yeah.
In fact, there's another Texas Chainsaw coming out in 2021.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be apparently much like they did with the new Halloween. This is going to be a direct sequel to the 1978 Toby Hooper one.
Okay.
But I don't think enough people go back and watch the originals.
Right.
I think more people need to do that.
Yeah.
So kudos to you for doing that.
Thank you. I did that with It, too. Well, actually, I knew I was going to see the new It.
Okay.
So I went back and watched the miniseries so that I could watch the new one. I try to do that with horror films, especially.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the thing about horror flicks, especially, I feel that that genre in particular, if you go back and watch some of the older ones, they either hit or they do not.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like you think of things like pacing, you think of a story structure, you think of effects, and some of them just do not live up to the, the memories.
Yeah. No, no, especially the memories. Yeah. We were talking about this the other day. The first scary movie that I ever remember watching was The House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah.
That was the original, not that shitty 99, whatever. That was still kind of gross and scary. But I try not to watch it so much, even though I love it. I have watched it as an adult, but I don't want it to lose that effect that it had on me when I was a kid watching it. Because it just, you know, it was super scary back then, but now it's like with all the effects that you're used to, it's not, it doesn't hit like it used to,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Still a quality film.
So you said that Halloween is your favorite.
Yeah.
Michael Myers, my favorite of the slasher genre.
He's my favorite slasher.
Let me tell you my first experience with Halloween.
Okay.
So back in the day in Fargo, North Dakota, where I grew up, there was a dude who hosted a local show called Mad Frank Presents.
Okay.
And Mad Frank was just this, you know, like older gentleman who put grease paint on.
Okay.
And had like a thin mustache, and he came out and he cracked like all these like really lame jokes, but he would host horror movies.
Fantastic.
It was amazing.
I wish that still, I've seen that in movies, and I wish that would still happen today.
Yeah.
Because I would be all into it.
Yeah, like a total character. He quickly became a local celebrity. He would do signings at like the grocery stores in town and things like that. And I was young. I was probably like 8 or 9, captivated by this dude.
Right.
He had this like really high pitch, like that kind of laugh. He had Miss Frizzy was her name. It was this little doll head that was in a jar.
Get out.
And he was like, oh, Miss Frizzy, do you want to see the movie today? And like that, like he
total
and,
cheese, but
and I actually have 2 DVDs with all of his bits. I will actually, you know what, I'm gonna actually post some links on our Huntsville Home Video social media, so make sure to follow us at HSV Home Video on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. So he was showing Halloween, the original Halloween. I couldn't stay up that late. Mm-hmm. I asked my mom to record it for me.
How old were you?
I had to have been 8 or 9.
Okay.
So I was young. I was just off recently having seen Jaws for the first time.
Okay. Oh,
and,
wow.
And the first time I ever saw that movie, I was in fourth grade sitting on an inner tube in an indoor pool.
Oh my God.
As they projected it onto a screen.
That's so scary.
Fucked me up for life.
Right.
So,
because the thing about Jaws is that, like, I remember Jaws could have been anywhere. Like, he could have been in the water. Like, when, after I first saw Jaws, I can't imagine watching it in the water because I was scared of, like, under the bed and under the couch. Like, Jaws was going to come out from anywhere. Yeah. So I can't imagine being in the water.
To this day, I like open bodies of water. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here. So
pools, so, everything.
Yep. Well, not so much pools, as long as I can like see the bottom and I know that there's not any, you know, like some jackass might have dropped a shark in there. Right. Not outside the realm of possibility.
Right.
Could
true.
Be done.
True.
But for Halloween, so I became this horror junkie at 8, 9 years old or whatever. So I asked my mom to record Mad Frank Presents. Mm-hmm. I want to see the Halloween episode. And so the movie starts, as you know, the sister gets murdered.
Yeah.
And then we go to Michael Myers' escape from Smith Grove Sanitarium.
Yeah.
So I get home from school and the VHS is sitting there, you know, the tape, the recording, and I pop it in and Mad Frank comes in and he does his intro and I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm excited.
Uh-oh.
And we see the sister get murdered. I'm like, oh, crap. This is
right.
This little kid's a killer.
That whole thing, watching it through the eye holes of the mask and the knife. I mean, was that not just amazing?
Oh,
so good.
So creepy.
Yeah.
And then we get to the escape from Smith's Grove Sanitarium and the nurse, there's that scene where she's backed up against the car door and Michael Myers' hand comes down and smashes the window and then static. I was like, what the hell? And I called my mom at work. And I'm like, Mom, what happened to the tape? And she's like, that was absolute horrible trash. You will never watch anything like that ever. I'm like, number one, you're wrong. Number two, I'm going to love everything Halloween for the rest of my life.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to pause.
Pause.
I thought this was going to be a redemption arc for your mom.
Hell no.
Especially after the Frighteners podcast. No. If you haven't heard the Frighteners episode, we get into a lot, right? I thought she was going to have one redeeming quality, but she fucked up Halloween.
Yep.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Oh. Not happening today.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
I was livid. So what I did, little conniving 9-year-old Jack Spade.
Of course.
That weekend, mm-hmm. asked my dad I'm like, hey, like we do every weekend, can we go to the video store, rent some movies?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So I grabbed Halloween and I switched the boxes. So like when we got the tapes back from the video store we rented at, mm-hmm. it would be like in a hard plastic case and would have the title on the video, mm-hmm. like on a little index card or whatever.
Okay.
I just swapped out the index cards. Waited until mom went to bed.
Sneaky bastard.
Watched Halloween.
Yeah.
Loved Halloween. Obsessed with that movie.
Okay. So did it scare you? Like I love it, but it still even scares me today because I just love Mike Myers. Like, did it scare you bad and that's what made you love it, or did you just love it?
I think part of it was I loved it because it was at that point it was a no-no. So like
right.
my mom had deemed it, no, you cannot watch this. And you do that to any 9-year-old, they're gonna be like, I'm going to watch this.
Same with movies, same with music. Yep. Say if the parents say no, 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 it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just loved the dynamic of Michael Myers. I love mm-hmm. the backstory. I think what I like most about it was Dr. Loomis.
Right?
Like Donald Pleasance was such a great actor,
mm-hmm.
such a great performance, just iconic, you know, and then like as you know, you grow up and you find out more about Halloween, like you read Fangoria magazine. Did you ever read that?
I didn't read Fangoria.
No, a little bit before your time.
That's
fair.
I think so.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Old man Jack, he read a lot of Fangoria back in the day. Could never really like buy an issue of Fangoria, mm-hmm. but I like when we're at the, you know, grocery store or whatever, I'm like, ooh, new Fangoria. Mm-hmm. So that's how I found out, you know, that, oh, they made a sequel to Halloween. They made a third shitty movie that had nothing to do with Halloween.
Right. I still haven't seen that one.
I
started it and I went, what the hell is this? But you told me before, if it wasn't a Halloween labeled movie, it would be great on its own.
It would be okay on its own. Yeah.
Right.
It was different. It was, mm-hmm. it's interesting. Let's leave it at that. But Halloween 4 came back, totally redeemed itself.
Okay.
I saw Halloween 6 in theaters with, myself, two buddies and like four drunk people. That were not with us.
Right, okay.
They were just patrons who were drunk watching a uh-huh. Halloween movie. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
That was a shitty Halloween movie. Not as shitty as Halloween 8 Resurrection.
No. You know, I remember begging to watch that one on the pay-per-view on the DirecTV, like, pay channel, oh. you know? Because, well, what year did that come out? You have to think how old I was.
God, that was
early
2000s,
maybe. So I was like 10, 11. So anything would have scared me at that point.
Man.
So I begged to watch it and it did scare me. And then I, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, he's in the house and they're stuck with him. And there's these cameras. What technology? Like, it was crazy. And then watching it again later on, mm-hmm. I went, what is happening in this movie? This is dumb.
Yep.
Yeah, it was so terrible.
I was at a bar one time. This would have been probably like 2008, maybe. Uh-huh. And it was during Halloween and they were playing scary movies on the TV and Halloween Resurrection was on.
Mm-hmm.
And when the waitress came over to bring our drinks and she's like, can I get anything else for you? I'm like, yes, get that piece of shit, fucking trash Halloween movie off the fucking television. And she's like, ha ha ha. I'm like, no. I'm not smiling. I'll see what I can do.
Uh-huh.
Get a little defensive about my Halloween.
You do get a little defensive about your Halloween.
About movies in general, I think. Some would say it's a character default or fault.
No. If you didn't have this character flaw, we wouldn't have this podcast, right?
Probably.
So, you know.
So you love the Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
What other Halloween activities do you like to do? Were you a Halloween party girl back in the day?
No.
No?
No, I wasn't. I mean, we just, you know, did the trick-or-treating thing. That was pretty much it. And now as an adult, I don't really go to Halloween parties. I'm so boring. As you know,
you lived in a super small town, right?
So growing up, I'm actually from Florida. People think that I'm from Alabama and I'm from Florida. I moved here from Georgia. So some people think I'm from Georgia, but no, I'm from Florida. But, kind of that small. It was Naples, which is now grown up now, but back where I always like to specify that I lived on the wrong side of the canal.
All right.
I was on the cheap side of Naples. Cause if you Google Naples now, it's like a thing. That's not where I lived. It was kind of a small town. We had to get driven to another neighborhood so we could trick or treat. And that was pretty much it. Yeah.
Now, for someone who fancies themselves a horror aficionado,
mm-hmm.
and a horror junkie, like, all the best horror movies happen in small towns.
They do.
Like, I can't believe you didn't do any spooky shit.
No, I didn't. No.
Man.
Mm-mm. I know. Opportunity missed.
This was the equivalent of, like, if I ever went to a party during mm-hmm. Halloween, like if it was a house party.
Yeah.
Number one, I would always bring an obscure horror flick.
Okay.
Number two, I would usually end up just watching that movie.
Just you?
Sometimes. You know, there's like the meme.
I can see that. That's totally you.
There's the meme, you know, where people are like, oh, I'm just here at this party for the dogs or whatever.
Right.
I'm just here for the movie.
Right. I probably would have sat and watched it with you, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, big parties aren't my thing. Like, I'll have fun, but it's like, you know.
I show up. I have a couple drinks. I mm-hmm. socialize for a little bit.
I mingle.
And then as soon as the conversation goes to anything that I am remotely not interested in.
Peace.
I'm like, hey, have you seen this werewolf movie called Dog Soldiers? No? Let me fire it up for you. Turn around, put it in the DVD player. All mm-hmm. right, so the premise of this movie, turn around, no one is there.
No one's there.
I'm like, all right, fuck you haters.
No.
Turn it up.
No, little Leanne would have been sitting on the thing with you. I'd have been like, okay, let's watch it.
In fact, one of my best party memories like that is I went to a housewarming party for a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and I don't even think this was during Halloween. But I just went down. He was showing off his, you know, house and everything. He's a horror fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed off his like little man cave basement. He had all these like horror memorabilia things up and stuff like that. And we fired up Monster Squad on DVD.
Uh-huh.
And I sat and I watched that entire fucking movie. And people came down like, Jack, Jesus, I thought you'd left. I'm like, Monster Squad.
Yeah. Had you seen it before? Or?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, before that moment.
So let's talk about Monster Squad
right.
for a minute.
Because that's a movie that also I hadn't seen, and you brought the DVD. You shuffled it off to actually a couple people here in the office
because mm-hmm.
You were all into that movie.
That is, and even though technically you've seen that.
Yeah, once.
We're going to put an asterisk by this one and say that you haven't seen it for the sake of the podcast.
Okay.
We're going to review this one down the road because
that'd be a good one.
This is absolutely one of my top 10 favorite movies.
Okay.
Love this movie. There actually is a documentary that just came out. We're recording this a couple days before Halloween. It actually came out on Tuesday.
Okay.
And it's called Wolfman's Got Nards. Because fucking of course it is. And it chronicles the making of this movie. Shane Black, as if you've ever listened to this podcast, you know I'm a huge Shane Black fan. Go back and listen to episode one where we review Kiss Kiss Bang Bang,
mm-hmm.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all streaming platforms.
Oh my God.
HSV. HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. So this was written by Shane Black, directed by Fred Decker, basically all of the Universal monster movies in one flick.
Right.
And it was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you had never seen this, I sang its praises hard.
You did.
Did it deliver?
It did. It was really good. I really liked
so
it.
So good.
Yeah. I've only seen it once. So I can't remember anything from it, but I know I liked it at the time.
So that was one of those movies. And they talk about this a lot in the documentary where, the movie bombed hard when it came out.
Right.
And it came out around the same time as like RoboCop, not Kindergarten Cop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And it didn't do well and it disappeared. And this was kind of really before home video had mm-hmm. taken off. So the only way people would have seen this movie is like if it was on HBO one night, because like HBO bought the rights at one point.
Okay.
People saw it. The way I saw it was, again, like fourth, maybe fifth grade, you come back from school and like the movie kids talk about like, oh, I saw this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid in like, I think it was fourth grade, this kid came back. He's like, dude, I just saw Monster Squad. I'm like, what the fuck is Monster Squad? He's like, the Wolfman is in it and Dracula's in it and the Creature from the Black Lagoon is in it and Frankenstein's. I'm like, whoa, stop right there.
Sold.
In one movie? In one movie.
Right.
He's like, yeah. And the Wolfman gets like, he gets blown up. He fucking comes back together. He fucks this dude up. Dracula just like is just badass. I'm like, holy shit. I need to rent this movie. Rent, went out that weekend, watched rented Monster Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Probably burned a hole in their tape. I rented that movie so many
times. Wow.
Loved it. I'll go to Halloween parties with that movie.
Just in a satchel.
I'm like, the party's here. Party's on this DVD.
On this DVD.
Mm-hmm. That was one of, so outside of Godzilla movies, there's like 30 Godzilla movies. There was a time where if you wanted all of them, you had to have bootlegs.
Okay.
All right. Monster Squad was the first movie that I actually bought outside of Godzilla that was a bootleg.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Because
it didn't
that?
Come out on DVD till like 05.
Okay.
Like even the director, Fred Decker, didn't realize until like 05, 06 that this movie had that many fans.
Right. Isn't that kind of that's such a common story for horror films, too. It's like it comes out, they don't go anywhere, and then they finally get their due justice later on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of them like that.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is your favorite kind of maybe like a lesser known horror flick that like maybe even a guilty pleasure, one that you don't watch that often?
One that I don't watch that often. Hmm. Guilty pleasure. I don't know. I got to think about this. What's one of your, do you have yours?
There are several. They usually fall in the line of kind of like, I don't know, slapsticky horror.
Okay.
Like I've got buddies that are into like some hardcore shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you need to watch this Serbian stuff. I'm like, you get the fuck out of here.
I'm not going to watch a foreign thing.
No,
I can't.
Like, and if anyone ever comes to you and says, hey, I got this Serbian horror flick, you just walk away. You get a good mental picture of them so you can describe them to the cops later and then just walk the fuck away.
Okay.
Those movies are fucked. Like just gross.
Okay. Just like gross horror and ridiculousness.
Just
to shock you. Like they lose any storytelling, any artistic, whatever.
Like
it's just pure
fucked up hardcore.
Right.
Just borderline snuff films.
Speaking of that, do you know what I recently, I actually watched this last night. It's not that bad, but I watched Cannibal Holocaust.
Did you?
I did.
All right.
And it kind of is pretty much it. Because the director, like when that movie came out, he was he had to go to court and prove that he didn't like do animal abuse and that these people weren't actually raped or killed or eaten or whatever. But it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Yeah. Because I had watched Green Inferno finally.
Okay.
And that was kind of the Eli Roth's ode to Cannibal Holocaust.
Yep.
So that's when I went back again and watched, you know, Cannibal Holocaust, and it was quite interesting.
Interesting.
There was a lot of rape too.
Right.
There was a lot
of those movies in the 70s, like I Spit on Your Grave.
That one is one I never could make it through.
Really?
Like I caught that movie somewhere. I don't even remember. It was probably on like an HBO channel or something like that. And I caught it. And
are you talking about the original?
Yeah, okay. The original. And it, I was like, oh, I've heard of this before. And then it gets into it. Isn't she a writer? And she goes to this cabin or whatever. And it just was like, you know, I don't have like a weak stomach when it comes to that stuff, but it just was too much. I couldn't finish the movie.
Well,
it was just so much.
When you basically, like, I mean, you have
a
movie.
It was just a rape movie.
Yeah.
It just kept on.
You have a movie that's basically told in three acts.
Yeah.
And the first act, we introduce the characters. The second act is rape.
I mean, really. And then wasn't one of the guys, if I'm remembering this, because sometimes I get them confused with other movies, but wasn't the one he was like, wasn't he mentally handicapped or something?
Yeah, he was a little bit off.
And then they made him rape her, and it was just too much. I was like, I can't. I had to bow out, and I've never bowed out on a movie before.
So there's a scene, there are scenes in every movie that, you know, like that can kind of stick with you. The one that does it for me in that one is, so like after this, like, 40-minute fucking rape scene. Mm. She gets back to her house. I don't know how far. Did you make it through the movie?
I didn't make it through the movie. That was as far as I got, literally that. I don't know where that is in the rape sequence. I can't remember now, but literally when they made him do it, I was like, I can't.
So, like, she gets to the house thinking that she's, like, finally safe.
Okay.
And then they show up at the house.
Okay.
And she's just, like, I mean, she's, like, borderline dead.
Right.
And they're about to sick the last dude on her. And she's like, stop, stop. I'll use my mouth. You'll like it. That line just fucking sickens me. Like, that, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
That's awful.
And then, you know, she, of course, gets her comeuppance and fucks every one of them up in the end. Like, years after the fact, you know, she kind of like, you know, that's the third act, is her getting her revenge.
Okay.
But, like, holy
shit. Is it worth it to get through the movie? Or is it something that I can just stay away from?
Like, at the point you're at, you could probably just, like, go to the third act and watch her get her revenge.
Okay.
I feel that the revenge that she gets is not good enough.
Okay.
Like if you're gonna subject a character through that level of trauma, they better like double it on the revenge side.
Okay.
Like the most notable one is the main dude. She kind of like lures him into her house.
Okay.
Like she's like, oh, I kind of like what you did, blah, 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 this and that.
Even that I can't take.
And then she gets him in the bathtub where she cuts his balls off.
Oh, okay.
Not enough.
Not enough,
like,
no.
Like, I mean, cut those balls off, make him eat them.
Right, stuff them down that throat.
Yeah.
Make him use his mouth. He'll like it better.
Right.
Right? Ugh.
He's not.
Damn.
Yeah, so, I mean, and there was a lot of movies like that. Last House on the Left.
That's one I want to see. I've never seen. That's was Wes Craven, wasn't it?
That is, yeah. That was Wes Craven pre-Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right, right. That came out in the 70s? Early 70s?
And that one wasn't as, I mean, that one was a little bit graphic, a lot graphic, but not as bad as I Spit on Your Grave.
Right, no. I can't imagine anything being as bad as that. That got me.
And then.
I think I saw the remake of Last House on the Left. There's a remake.
I haven't seen the remake.
I think I did. You know how you just see, well, maybe you don't have this problem, but sometimes I know I see movies and I'm like, I think I saw that, but I can't, like, it sounds familiar, you know? I think the plot was familiar anyway, and it makes me think I've seen a remake but not the original.
There was a period of time in the early 2000s where they just started remaking fucking everything.
Right.
Like, especially horror movies.
Uh-huh.
And they do kind of blend together for
me. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So there are movies like that. Mm-hmm. And then there are just super forgettable fucking horror movies.
Right, right.
Like, have you ever been scrolling through the TV and you see a horror movie pop up? You're like, holy shit, I forgot that movie existed.
I get into them. I turn them on and then I'm like, oh yeah, I did watch this. I have seen this and this is going to happen. And yeah, absolutely. I have those moments.
There's a YouTube channel that I follow that talks about kind of forgotten horror movies.
Okay.
And they brought up see if you remember this. This was in 2005. I think it was 2005. The Christina Ricci werewolf movie Cursed.
I know I heard of it, but I've never watched it.
Whoo, boy, is that a piece of shit.
Damn.
Boy, howdy. And like, I love me some Christina Ricci.
Right.
Christina Ricci got me to that theater.
Right.
I feel, even all these years later, Christina Ricci owes me an apology.
Oh, shit, that bad.
It's a shit movie.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. It was, so when Wes Craven made Scream, did you like Scream?
I love Scream.
So there
I don't care for any of the sequels.
No.
To be honest,
did you ever
watch
the MTV series?
No. I didn't think I would like it. I've had people say it's great. I don't know. Have you watched it?
I watched season one.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get into it.
Right. Are they young people? Because I don't like today's young people.
Yeah, they are.
I love young people of the 90s.
Right.
I don't. Like, I'm in the wrong generation. Like, I should have been Generation X.
Right.
But I can't take today's young people.
So there are a contingent of horror fans that fucking hate Scream for everything that it did
right.
to the genre.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of see it.
Right.
You know?
I can too.
Like, Rob Zombie hates that fucking movie.
Well.
But then again, Rob Zombie made Three from Hell. And again, Rob Zombie, I want my money back for that one. Fuck.
I was really excited to go see it. And it was, I never need to see it again. There were parts of it I enjoyed, but it really, we didn't need it. Like with Devil's Rejects being as good as it was. And I think House of a Thousand Corpses is probably my guilty pleasure because I love that movie and will play it all
great
the time.
Movie.
And a lot of people shit on it, but I really like that movie, and I think it's just, I love Otis. I love his character in that. And it's so funny. It's so funny how different he is from House of a Thousand Corpses to Devil's Rejects, but right. I love both of them. With Devil's Rejects being as good as it was, he didn't need a third one.
No.
To his defense, though, it was supposed to be a lot different. Like Captain Spaulding was supposed to be, supposed to be the three, and then he finds out that Sid Haig was so sick. Like, he didn't realize how sick he was, so he had to keep writing him out of the movie. Yeah. So that was a shame.
It was. I think hopefully it would have been a better movie.
Yeah.
But regardless, when talking about Scream, like when that came out, every horror movie then had to be Scream.
Right.
They all had to be self-referential, very meta. Kevin Williamson was the guy that wrote that. He went on to write Dawson's Creek. He wrote, was that ever a show that you watched?
I didn't watch Dawson's Creek.
Were you too old or too young?
I think I was just a tad bit too young. I think it was just a little too much. It was a little too above me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So Kevin Williamson, he would go on to write like all of the, you know, because he loves the horror genre. He took the first crack at Halloween H2O, actually.
Okay.
So again, that very like self-referential, you know, damn near satire, which was great for Scream. But then like when every other horror movie in the late 90s, that. Early 2000s had to do it, you're like, come on, give me the Cannibal Holocaust again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You decorate for Halloween.
Yeah, I do decorate for Halloween. I eat a lot of candy, pair it with a lot of wine.
We should talk about these Halloween treats that your mom made.
Yeah.
Your mom, who's actually awesome, apparently.
My mom, Candy, sent some candy, and she put candy in these, which also, I love that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and people are like, oh, we need supplies to keep safe, and she's just out here with rubber gloves like, hey, I'm going to put candy in these, and you'll have hands with candy.
I need some of this PPE for some Twix.
That's what I told everybody. I was like, keep your gloves. You can use them to pump gas. And she's got them filled with candy and got little spider rings on them, and then she made Rice Krispie treats with red food coloring and made them up to look like roadkill patties.
They are delightful.
Isn't that adorable? Have you read the label?
Roadkill patties sourced organically this morning on my commute.
Right?
Wait a bit. Keep refrigerated. Consume within 3 business days after opening. Do not store in something or another. And then it all gets kind of blurry.
It gets blurry.
But yeah,
there,
they just look like when I saw these sitting on top of your bag, I thought you have just raw hamburger sitting in there.
Right. That's what it looks like.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, she made those and sent them. So I offered them to a coworker of ours, and she goes, they look so much like meat, I can't eat it. I can't touch them.
Those look great.
Yeah, so I hope they're good. So that's part of the Halloween tradition. Rob Zombie's a big part of my Halloween tradition now.
All right.
I get into the, I mean, all day today, I get in the spirit. I watch all the Rob Zombies. I listen to Rob Zombie. That's he's my Halloween guy for some reason.
That's fair.
As much as I love Slipknot, I'm like, Rob Zombie's my Halloween guy.
You should check out, there's a band called Harley Poe.
Never heard of them.
And they are, have you heard of the Violent Femmes?
Yes.
So they're kind of Violent Femmes sounding.
Okay.
But a lot of their material is very dark, twisted, like... Again, I was young when these books came out, so I know they were probably well above your time, but have you ever read Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
I know I had. Yeah, I think I did.
So a lot of their material is basically pull. In fact, they do the Hearse song from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, get out.
Don't you remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do.
Don't you laugh as the hearse goes by because you may be the next to die?
Yes.
Yeah. So listen to Harley Poe. Those guys are, they're on my Halloween playlist a lot.
Okay. All right, I'm in for that.
What other songs do we got on the Halloween playlist? Some B.O.C.
Blue Oyster Cult. Goodness gracious. You know, honestly, I think I'm just jealous that it rolled off your tongue so perfectly for Blue Oyster Cult. I think that's what pisses me off.
I'm sorry.
It was super cool. And I was like, F that guy.
Don't Fear the Reaper, an absolute must. Paint It Black from... either the Rolling Stones version or Gob that was featured in Stir of Echoes, another episode of Huntsville Home Video that you can go back and watch on this Halloween.
I believe it was episode 4.
I think you're right.
I think we're going to say it was.
Just scroll back through.
Just
on,
look. Read it for damn sake.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
At HSV Home Video.
We are masters of self-promotion.
That's the first one I ever got in, and I think I did pretty well.
It felt good, didn't it?
It did. It did.
What about Marilyn Manson? You put any Manson on?
Here's the thing. I listen to all these people on a daily basis. You know, I listen to Manson
every day.
Every day is Halloween, really, in my song list. Yeah, Marilyn Manson, of course. And I always have to listen to his Nightmare Before Christmas stuff on Halloween, too.
There was once upon a time, me and some friends got wildly intoxicated and started playing Guitar Hero.
Okay.
Or Band Hero, when you had like the whole setup of drums, guitars, microphone, and everything.
Yeah.
And me, just drunk as shit, decided like I had been possessed by Marilyn Manson and Jim Morrison. Interesting combo.
That's a nice combo, though.
So I was just like just on top of my couch.
Oh,
singing any song, but with a Marilyn Manson vibe to it. Like the Flintstones theme song as Marilyn Manson.
Please, I need to hear it.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family.
Yes!
Was that number one?
That's number one. I want that as my ringtone. That's spot on.
Yeah, thank you.
He did everything that way when I saw him. Everything. Songs he didn't originally record that way. That's how they all sounded. Yep.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I would, after that, like I would get texts from friends, do this one as Marilyn Manson.
Now you're going to get those from me.
Okay, all right.
Send me a voice recording, dude.
That's fair. So as we are talking about, primarily talking about movies on this special edition Halloween episode of Huntsville Home Video, I want to talk about Halloween shenanigans.
Okay.
Have you, and maybe you can't admit to any of these because the statute of limitations has not passed yet.
Right.
Have you been a party to any Halloween tomfoolery?
Look, I hate that you brought this up because people don't realize that I really am so boring. Like, like I was that kid that like, I'm fun in a social setting, but I didn't get in trouble. I wasn't allowed to go do things. I didn't go. I didn't sneak out. Like, I think that's why I like such rambunctious music, was because that's where my rebel spirit was. Like, that's where I could be like, yeah, I'm fucking cool, and then just sit at home and do nothing.
Never egged in house.
I never egged
toilet
a house.
Papered anything.
I also got pissed off at people who toilet papered other people's places. It's just dumb. Stop. And also, sometimes you see old people out there cleaning up the toilet paper. It's not nice. I get so pissed at that at the end of a high school football game.
That's fair. That's
my one PSA.
Yeah. Okay. If we were of the same age, and you know me when I was younger, I think you would have hated me.
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Man.
We would have been.
Did you have a lot of piece of shit friends?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
You were very happy about that.
I loved pieces of shit. I just wanted to be like them. I just wanted to go do. I would have wanted to have hung out with you. Like, when I sincerely say I would have watched the stupid movie with you, like, I would have. Like,
so what did your piece of shit friends do? They had to have done some scandalous
shit.
They
did all that shit, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
So why didn't you?
Because my mom said I couldn't.
That is adorable.
I was a very obedient kid. I really was to a fault.
Man, so apparently when you have a mom that is decent.
It was my a mom who's decent, a dad who's like my parents were parents of their words. If they told me some shit was going to go down, like I knew it was going to go down. So I didn't test it. I didn't push it.
Man, I was a motherfucker when I was a kid.
I know.
I was a motherfucker into my 20s.
Some would say you're a motherfucker now.
Most would, yeah. Yeah.
So what did you do? Let me live vicariously through you. What did you do as a kid?
All right. So this is one of my favorite Halloween stories.
Mm-hmm.
Names and places will be changed to protect the guilty. So it was a Halloween some years ago.
Okay.
In a state within the United States.
Oh. Continental or?
It was continental. Okay. Continental. Okay. And hanging out with some friends.
Mm.
We were bouncing from Halloween party to Halloween party. I may or may not have been dressed up as the Crow.
Of course you were.
Because, yeah, I was that kid for a while. We stopped at a grocery store for some refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were walking by the produce aisle, I was just like, I'm going to grab some eggs. I'm going to egg some shit. I don't know what I'm going to egg, but I'm going to egg some shit tonight.
I'm getting prepared for it.
And so I wasn't driving. Buddy's driving. We got a few other people in the car. We have 1 to 3 other people in the car.
Were you 1 to 3? Okay.
Well, 1 to 3.
Interesting. Were you of legal age to drive?
To drive, yes.
Okay. All right.
To drink? No.
No. Okay. All right. I'm just figuring out where we're at.
So we're looking for like something to throw eggs at. We didn't know what we wanted to throw eggs at. And me being the drunk asshole that I am, while we're driving, I just rolled out the window and threw an egg at a car.
Oh, no.
Didn't tell my buddy I was going to do it.
He just did it.
What the fuck? Slams on the gas. Like, we get out. I'm just howling. we went down, like, a couple back streets or whatever. He's like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, it was fun. Try. And I gave him an egg. And then he did it. And it was fucking great. He had a good time. And we went around and did that for a little while. Here's the kicker. So we're driving through this neighborhood where we had not thrown any eggs.
Okay.
And we drive past this house, and there are 2 cop cars in the driveway, and there's a guy out talking to the cops. And as we drive by,
oh no,
the dude just points at us. And we're like, what the fuck? And so the cop just like zips around. I like stuffed the remaining eggs under the seat of the car. We didn't have any alcohol in the car. Like, the driver was sober.
Right.
Cop pulls us over. And apparently, someone had driven by that house that we drove by and bombarded it with eggs. Not us. We didn't do it.
You did the single egg.
We did.
But not even there.
We did a few single eggs a dozen times over.
Okay. But you didn't bombard.
But not that one. Not that house.
Okay.
We had not been there.
Okay.
So we thought we were going to get busted for some shit that we didn't do. Amazingly, the 1 to 3 other people in that car fucking did not break.
Uh-huh.
Just like cool as ice.
Unlike those eggs.
Stayed
hard.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Like the cop took the driver out of the car and probably tried to get him to break a little bit.
I never had that experience. That's got to be super scary. I can't imagine that happening to me as a teenager, as an obedient teenager. Some of my, a friend getting drug out of the car, like by a cop, just to talk, whatever.
Yeah.
Would have scared the shit out of me.
Like he came, my buddy came back, got in the car. Cop let us go. We drove off. Didn't have anything in the car that he could prove.
Right.
You know, the only intoxicated one was maybe 2 to 3 others of us. Well, you know,
I love this.
Couldn't prove shit. So like cool as a cucumber, my boy was just like, I'm like, what'd they say to you? He's like, well, he pulled us out. He pulled me out of the car and he was like, hey, if you just tell me which one of the people threw the eggs at the house, like, I mean, if you didn't do it, you're free to go. We'll just take the person that did,
you know,
we want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, sir, we didn't do it. Like we're on our way to a Halloween party. You see, we're all dressed up, you know, like just again, cool as ice.
This fucker back here is the crow.
Yeah. Fucking Eric Draven back there. He was the egg thrower. He made us do it.
No, nope, didn't crack. Referred to him by his name.
Didn't crack. Hell no. So yeah, that was a fun Halloween time.
Okay. See, that's good fun. You didn't hurt anybody. You didn't destroy anything. You just had fun.
Realistically, we could have driven someone off the road after throwing an egg at their car, but whatever. These were vehicles in motion.
Oh,
like they weren't
right,
parked.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, there is that. Thankfully,
there's that
no.
little caveat.
Yeah.
Luckily, the 1 to 3 people in the vehicle did not
correct.
Do that.
Yeah. And I have to assume in 2020, the statute of limitations on egg vandalism is like well past. From when this story happened.
Right.
Unless like this triggers like one random person listening to the podcast, like that motherfucker. I knew it was them. In which case Huntsville Home Video is recorded in Atlanta, Georgia. Or
P.O.
Salt
Box.
Lake City or Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
One of those two.
1 to 3 states.
1 to 3 states.
This podcast could be recorded in.
So Halloween is today when we're dropping this podcast.
Yeah.
And we're having Halloween during a pandemic.
Yeah.
How the fuck does this work out?
Look, I don't want your kids at my house regardless. So I buy candy for them every year knowing they're not going to stop by, and then it's all mine. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
My wife wanted to set out just a bowl of candy.
She told me that, yeah.
And get a Ring camera to see if, like, that first greedy fucker just takes the whole bowl.
Yeah.
And if they do, we would publicly shame them on the internet.
Perfect.
As you should.
Does a Ring camera, can you do audio with that?
Can you?
Oh, so you could yell at them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to, oh, now I want one.
Yeah.
I don't have a Ring camera.
They're a beautiful thing.
Okay.
You'll get like a little alert when someone's coming close. And I've seen some videos. People have posted, last year, some just piece of shit parent with their kids came up and just took the whole bowl of candy.
The parent. And we wonder why kids are so shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But much like they should have done, the owner of that Ring cam shamed them on the internet. Shame. Shame.
Ding, ding, shame. Oh, that's good.
Do you feel that this will be the safest holiday of all the holidays during a pandemic because everyone should be masked up?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I want this to be known. Mm. If you have an anti-masker in your life and they're wearing a mask on Halloween, violently rip it the fuck off their face. Fuck them.
Show your stupid face.
Yeah. Oh, you're an anti-masker 364 days out of the year, huh?
Look. Yeah. Look, piece just wear your mask. Just wear it.
Yeah.
You're not anti-American or pro, you know, socialism if you wear a mask. Just wear the fucking mask.
I don't want governments controlling my blah, blah, blah. Yeah, how's that seatbelt working out for you?
Exactly. Thank you.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah. Now, if we want to talk about a different kind of horror story, we're going to record a podcast after the election on Tuesday. No matter who wins, we lose.
Right. We hate both.
That was a tagline for Alien versus Predator. You ever see that one?
I did see Alien versus Predator. Right. Did you like it?
No.
I didn't really either.
No.
There's so many that I, whatever year it came out, you have to think I was either a kid or like a teenager or whatever. And I remember watching these movies and then going back as an adult and going, "What? Why did I like this at all?" Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't paying attention. You know, it was just the gimmick. I bought into the gimmick, you know, like, oh, this shit. And then now it's just so shitty.
There is so much great Alien versus Predator content that is not those movies.
Okay. Like, oh, I didn't know that.
Do
you want another nugget of information?
Yes, I do.
I actually have not seen a Predator movie other than Alien versus Predator. Seen all the aliens, got them on lock. Never seen a Predator movie.
Got them on lock.
Right.
I knew you'd never seen Predator.
Right.
I assumed with your just wishy-washy movie habits, you went right into Predator 2.
Right.
Apparently, nope. You're just right into Alien versus Predator.
No, I went into Alien. I saw the original Alien, and then I went into Alien versus Predator. And then I went back and watched everything.
So in Predator 2,
okay,
there's a small, and it doesn't really spoil anything, but there was a little Easter egg in that movie where one of the characters ends up on the Predator ship and he sees their trophies, their wall of skull trophies. And
in Predator 2.
In Predator 2.
Okay.
And one of the skulls, the costume designer or the makeup designer made a xenomorph skull.
Mm.
Made like 1992, I think that was when it came out. Everyone flipped out. They're like, oh my God. Fucking Predator's going to fight Alien. Mm-hmm. How awesome would that be?
Mm-hmm.
So they started coming out with books and comic books, and they were fucking great.
Oh.
Like, some of the comic books were incredible.
Okay.
And then that's the movie that we got.
Interesting.
And then Alien versus Predator 2 was the second movie we got.
I didn't even know there was a 2 of
Oh,
that.
There is a 2.
Oh, no.
Like, if you thought 1 was dog shit, 2 would be runny dog shit.
So Predator had Predator 2, which hinted at a battle with Alien, and then Alien versus Predator never came out until later?
Well, that's the thing. They never like hinted at it. It was just, so like when the
it was
Predators
just there.
When the Predators complete a hunt, they get the skull of their victim.
Ah.
So
they're aliens, right? Are they aliens?
Predators? No, Predators? They're dudes from Jersey. Yes, they're aliens.
I didn't know, asshole. if you decide if they were aliens or if they were monsters or like what they were.
I mean, they fly around in spaceships.
Again, I haven't seen the movie, so I'm not exactly sure.
Don't they come down in spaceships and Alien versus
Predator? Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Shit.
Boom.
That's right.
Roasted.
They do. Okay. Damn it. Okay, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Wow. Can we erase this and start anew?
Nope.
This far in?
So, our Jersey aliens.
Also, you came out with that too fucking fast. Eat a wiener.
No. Do not want.
That was good. That was a blonde moment.
The predators will, once they kill their prey, they will take the skull. That's like their trophy.
Right.
So in Predator 2, there's a scene where like the main character ends up on the Predator ship and he's like looking around and it's like a 2-second scene. Like the camera pans over and there's like just a wall of trophies. So like all these different skulls.
Mm-hmm.
One of the skulls happened to be the Xenomorph skull.
Right.
But there was no mention of the Xenomorphs, anything like that. Side note, Gary Busey in Predator 2 got that Busey mouth. All about that Busey mouth.
All about that Busey mouth.
Conversation, because again, internet wasn't really a thing
right.
In 92. Like you'd read like comic books, you'd read, you get together with like nerds at comic shows or whatever. Oh, did you see the Predator skull? They're going to make an Alien
right.
Predator movie.
Well, they put it in there for a reason. So
yeah.
Even though it's not mentioned.
It was just like a fun little Easter egg. So then years later, we got the movie. But before that, comic books, which were great. Books, which were great.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of those. And yeah, then we got that movie and I'm like,
No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's super terrible.
Have you seen the most recent? Oh, no, you haven't seen any Predator movies, you said.
No.
Man, we got to fix that.
Mm-mm. I've been trying to watch movies I hadn't watched before this Halloween, because usually I stick to my favorites. So I've tried to watch a couple of things I've never seen before. One of them, though, I will tell you, because we mentioned it in a previous episode. We mentioned it in Frighteners, Reanimator.
Yeah.
I did watch that one.
Jeffrey Combs.
Yes, Jeffrey Combs, your boy. And I had forgotten, and then I went, gosh, why is he familiar? And then I remembered.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, we talked about that.
I just watched him in The Frighteners.
I forgot Predator was an alien, and I forgot about Jeffrey Combs.
Whoo. Again.
Sorry.
Applying for sainthood with my work with this podcast.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're good. You're golden.
It was a terrible movie, but it was great.
It was a good bad movie.
Right.
Yeah.
The it made me laugh a lot too, because I know I probably jumped gears here, but when the professor or whatever, the doctor, he gets separated from his body and his head's in that pan.
Yeah.
And he's like in the blood and he's watching his body fumble around and he's just like, oh God, like trying to get him to go in the right places. It's hilarious.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So as we let's close out today talking about movies, because I mean that's what this podcast is about.
That's what we came here to do.
What we came here for.
Mm-hmm.
So you said Silence of the Lambs, Halloween, kind of your two favorite horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Could you round out the top five?
Top five?
So three
okay.
more.
Okay. So we said what? Halloween, Silence of the Lambs, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Did we say that one?
Oh, yeah. We did
okay.
say that. So
okay.
Two
so
more.
That's three, two more. Do you know what I don't know if you like. Okay. So House on Haunted Hill.
Yep.
The original is still my favorite. I still love that one. And let's see. Maybe the.
No pressure.
Let's keep some audio going because we don't want any dead air while I'm trying to think.
I mean, I know I put you on the spot. No pressure.
You did. I'm trying to
think. We don't really do a lot of prep or planning for this podcast.
No, we don't.
And I think it shows.
You know what? I'm going to put in Scream because I love Scream.
Okay.
I watch that one a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
But not so much everything after that.
No. No. What are yours?
That's fair. Quick aside. I remember seeing Scream 2 in theaters,
mm-hmm.
and spoilers, Billy Loomis's mother is the killer in that one.
Mm.
So did you ever see it?
I've seen the second one.
Okay. So yeah, remember how Billy Loomis
is
mother?
That's right. Yeah. The girl who played, the lady who played her was the lady on
Roseanne.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we left the movie theater.
Is that the one where Courtney Cox had them stupid ass bangs? Was that two?
Probably.
Or three?
Yeah. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So when we left the movie, super huge popular movie. The first one was, second one even better. I had to make sure to get in on like the first showing. So we were there. Coming out, the next screening is waiting to come in,
mm-hmm.
And they're like lined up. They're waiting to see this movie. I get within like running distance away from this crowd,
mm-hmm.
and then just as loud as I can go, I cannot fucking believe Billy Loomis wasn't dead and he was the killer in the second one too.
Oh, you dick.
So all that whole movie,
damn,
everyone is just like, God damn it. Fuck. And then you realize it wasn't him.
Right.
And then again, they were like, fuck.
Still, that guy got us.
Got you twice, bitch.
Can I put Cujo in my top five?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I don't know which one that replaces.
And you said you've never
House
read a
Haunted
Stephen
Hill.
King book, right?
I've never read a Stephen King book. I don't read a lot of books.
Oh, that's fair.
All them wordy words I don't have time for.
Not enough pictures?
Not enough pictures for
that's
mama.
Fair. That's that's fair. And I'm not one of those like, oh, the book is so
wait
much
a minute.
Better, snubs.
Misery.
Oh,
I forgot,
yeah.
Misery.
That's on my top five.
Oh, yeah. That's in the top five.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. I'm going to redo my while you're talking.
All right. Yeah. Redo your top five.
Yeah. Redo my top five.
So for me, of course, I got to go with Halloween.
Right.
I would have to say, even though, I mean, you threw in movies that weren't strictly speaking horror. You got away with Silence of the Lambs, so I'm going to get away with Jaws.
Yeah, but that's a straight up horror movie. Like, it technically is.
Fair enough.
It is.
Then
I don't
can,
think
then
people.
Can Jaws be a horror movie?
Jaws to me is a horror movie.
All right.
Yeah. It's a monster movie.
That's number one then.
Yeah. It's straight up horror, is it not?
Okay. I don't think it's like you wouldn't.
It's not blood gushy horror, but it is horror.
When I went to video stores back in the day,
mm-hmm.
never saw Jaws in the horror section.
Right. Yeah, but so I'm listening to this podcast. Eli Roth has this show called History of Horror.
Yeah.
If you're a horror fan, it's actually really good. You can get the first season on Shudder and it's also on AMC, right? And so I'm listening to this podcast with it and they're talking about how like horror kind of became a dirty word and you didn't market things as horror. Like Sixth Sense, you would argue, is a horror movie. But back then it was like a psychological thriller or like a paranormal thriller, like the way they marketed things.
That makes sense.
Back in the day. So I buy into that and I think it's a horror film.
That's fair.
Even though they weren't marketed that way.
Totally
it's like
fair.
You can't have a horror film win an Oscar like Silence of the Lambs did. You
true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like back then, like now they've had this resurgence, you know, and that's one thing. But so I buy into that. I buy
done.
Into that logic.
All right.
You know.
So Jaws, Halloween, Misery,
mm-hmm.
Such a well done movie. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That is a movie that everyone should watch multiple times. Still
Misery?
Holds up. I watched it recently.
Yeah.
I always do. I do 31 horror flicks in October.
You do?
I'll watch a different one. And a buddy of mine does one. And I like his list because his last name is Wells and he calls his list Hell's Wells.
Oh my God, get out. I love it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
So
I love it so much. I hate it.
So I wanted to have a competing list, but I couldn't think of a good name.
Mm.
But then I finally, after years and years, came
Jack's
up with
Hacks.
One.
No.
So I'm going to call it To Hell and Jack.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not as good as Hell's Wells, but it'll do in a pinch.
Come on. Jack's so, Hacks? Like hack? Like gang.
Jack's Hacks.
Something dumb.
You make me sound
a
like
sheltered
I'm a,
crate baby would say.
You make me sound like I'm a computer hacker giving hacker tips.
It's true.
All right, so coming up this week on Jack's Hacks, I'm going to teach you how to get into the back end of Google by using a simple HTML.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Since my name, as your friend says, is an abortion of vowels, there's no way to make one for Leanne. We got to think of that. Okay, people, that's your job. If you're listening to this podcast and you can think of a list for Leanne that somehow works.
We got
to
have next Halloween season.
We got to have a name.
We got to have Hell's Wells, To Hell and Jack, and whatever we're going to call your
my abortion of letters. As
that's
your buddy
it.
Put it.
That's it. Leanne's abortion of Halloween movies. who are just going crude and violently offensive.
Leanne's abortion picks.
Yeah.
Leanne's favorite abortions.
Today's pick, Rosemary's Baby.
What have you done to its eyes? Oh, God.
So I was going to say, Misery is a flick that I revisited on my 31 days of horror this year.
Yeah.
Still holds up.
It does.
So good.
It's so perfect.
Kathy Bates, just perfection in that movie.
I did not know it was directed by Rob Reiner until literally recently.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And I was going to say earlier, too, like, I'm not one of those, like, obnoxious, like, the book is better people.
Right.
But you should read Cujo. Like, that's a really good Stephen King book.
Okay.
Easy read. Like, some of his stuff gets really super wordy sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But that one's super good.
Okay.
And that was one of those, like, that was better than the movie. Like, it goes into a bit more mythology and stuff like that rather than just having, like, a big scary dog.
Right.
Side note,
I found out that I don't want to give it away. Do I give it away?
Give it away?
We have a spoiler. I found out that the kid dies in the book.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And we know how much we love kids on this podcast.
Right.
Yeah. there is, if you Google it, and I just saw it for the first time this year, a photo of a dude in a giant St. Bernard suit on the set of Cujo. Like, some of those scenes were filmed with a dude in a St. Bernard suit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Wow.
Like, I knew that they had, like you know, they had to have, like, a puppet for some scenes
or
whatever.
And they had several different dogs.
Yeah, but I didn't know that there was just, like, a dude in a giant St. Bernard suit.
I'd love to know what he did, like, which scenes he did.
Like, yeah, just, like, and I encourage you, the listener, to just Google it. It's, like, it's an odd picture that I've never seen in all these years before.
I bet.
But yeah.
Think of what they had to do with those movies. Like, now you have CGI and things aren't even there. It's like, think of the things they had to create. I mean, and they were creating all this stuff and trying to, like, legitimately figure out how to make things work. I mean, it's just and that's why I think, like, if you, you know, it's, we have that conversation of, like, some of them don't hold up, but if you get into that frame of mind of, like, where they were at creating this stuff,
right,
it helps, because some of it really is truly amazing.
Well, and I'll even forgive, like, a spotty practical effect more so than I will forgive spotty CGI.
100%.
Because if they made Cujo today and you just see this CGI dog with nothing going on behind the eyes,
yeah,
and it's just lunging at someone and there's fake CGI blood everywhere, you're not invested in that.
No.
Like, and you can't really make it convincing.
No.
No matter how many advances in CGI we've made.
Right. Because it's not there.
Right.
You know it's not there.
Yeah.
Like, at least with a puppet or, like, a crazily designed prop, it's there. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the rest of my top five, again, like, Misery still holds up to this day. Great movie. One that I feel does not get enough love, and it's a sequel, and it doesn't get enough love, Psycho 2.
I don't think I ever saw Psycho 2.
Did you ever see Psycho?
Yes.
So Psycho 2, I would argue, better than Psycho.
I heard somebody say that before, and I don't know who the heck it was or when I heard it, but I have heard that same sentence.
It might have been me, because I'm obnoxious about that one.
Well, no. I don't think we've never talked about Psycho that I remember. I don't think.
All right.
But we know my memory's shoddy. so I guess
that's fair.
I am your unreliable narrator.
Correct. No, Psycho 2 was, that came out in 1983. And
right.
It was a direct sequel to the original Psycho.
Okay.
So spoilers, original Psycho, Norman Bates gets arrested and he goes to, like, the loony bin. In 1983, he gets out, and that's when the movie takes place.
I've seen bits of it.
Have you?
Yeah. Is there more than one sequel?
There's four.
Okay.
Technically.
Then I've seen bits of one of them. Isn't there one where he calls into a radio station?
Yeah, that's Psycho 4.
Okay, all right. So I know I've seen bits of that one.
That's the, like, the prequel.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so with that one, Norman Bates gets out of the loony bin. So that one is actually... Okay, let me back up a second. Psycho 2 is a direct sequel to Psycho.
Right.
And then Psycho 3 happens, like, 3 months or whatever after Psycho 2.
Okay.
Psycho 4 is almost as if Psycho 2 and 3 never happened.
Ugh.
Yeah.
One of those.
Still decent, though.
Okay.
But they like, yeah, so Norman Bates gets out of the psych ward, and he has met a nurse and he has fallen in love with this nurse.
This is in two.
This is in four.
Oh, four. Okay.
And if you're thinking, like, why the fuck would, like, this nurse fall in love with Norman Bates? Like, that dude, what's his name? Chris Watts, that fucking murdered his wife and two kids. It's all over, like, Netflix and stuff. He's getting proposal letters in prison right now. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know.
Do better for yourselves, ladies.
I know.
Step your game up.
I know.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, my God. It pisses me off so bad. Women are so fucking stupid.
I agree. Next point.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And the whole thing with, like, with Ted Bundy and, like, all these people,
yeah.
Like, I don't understand what it is.
Ted Bundy before him.
I don't get it. You know, I know we all like a bad boy. Like, I know we all want that, but this is a little different.
That's a bit too bad.
This is a tad bit much.
Yeah.
Did you hear he suffocated his wife and children and then he dumped them into a tank and oil, like, whatever, oil tank, whatever it was?
Man, that just gets the juices flowing.
Sorry if I ruined that documentary for you. Still a hell of a watch.
So yeah, Psycho 4, Norman Bates calls into this radio show and he changes his name or whatever, but he's basically giving his backstory. So then as he does that, the movie goes
That's
to
right.
Like,
when they do
he was
go
a
back.
Kid.
Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, Psycho 2 though, perfection.
Okay, I'm writing it down because I'll watch it over the weekend.
Oh, we'll review the hell out of that one for an upcoming podcast of Huntsville Home Video, which you can stream on Apple, on Spotify.
And any other where.
And on HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
Mm-hmm. At HSV Home Video.
Boom.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
And then my, I think, fifth and final entry for favorite horror flick would probably have to be the original Alien.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good one.
God, you can't beat that one. It's
so good.
Good.
Like, I mean, when you think about movies now that are just so generic and run-of-the-mill and cliche, you're like, oh, mm-hmm. that was fucking Alien. Well, mm-hmm. before Alien, there was nothing.
No. Like, that Alien was the
one
created that.
That was the one that set, the, like, when you go back to those movies that set the standard,
yeah.
Alien is really the one that set the standard.
Yeah.
Now, let me throw this at you real quick. Here's a fun bit of Alien trivia.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, as it was originally going to end, was going to have the xenomorph kill Ripley.
Yes.
You knew about this?
I knew that part.
Mm-hmm. Do you know about when the alien, like, takes over the controls of the ship then?
No.
So Ripley was going to die, and then the alien was going to, like, get to the control panel or whatever of the ship and speak as Ripley. Like, oh, this is the Nostromo signing off, da-da-da-da-da. Like, that was going to be, like, the last little clip right there. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that would have been terrible. Oh, I love it, though. I almost kind of love it because I love messy endings.
Yeah.
I love a good messy ending where things aren't wrapped up. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, damn it. That hurts. It hurts, though. Because how excited, like, and it's probably different. Like, it was so cool to see Ripley, to see her be the hero.
Yeah.
Like, she was the hero. Like, that doesn't happen often. You know, it was nice to see this strong woman character who was not set up to be the hero. It was the other guy. And then here she was.
Well, and originally, the role of Ripley was not written for a woman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was just written for a dude.
Oh.
And then they cast Sigourney Weaver, and you're absolutely right. She crushed it.
Yeah.
I love, and this will be like a conversation for a whole nother podcast, but I love a movie with a strong female lead
mm-hmm.
that doesn't pander.
Thank you. I do too.
I'm glad we're friends.
I do too.
We're such good friends. I'm so glad you didn't just like
no
accuse me of
No. I don't like it. I don't like it either. I don't like it either. I would be strong and be. I love Ripley's just that character.
Yeah, just be Ripley.
Yeah.
Be Beatrix Kiddo from Kill Bill.
I haven't seen Kill Bill. Remember?
Oh, spoilers. Whoops. We'll get to that one.
No, I don't like that going back and forth shit. Get it together and do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest wimp on the planet says that. It's easy for me to say that. Yeah.
Oh, like Leanne just watching some of these, like, you know, pandering feminism movies. Oh, get your shit together,
right.
Bitch.
Yeah. Quit crying.
Yeah.
Stupid ass. Yeah. That's
Wait,
me.
Those predators are from Jersey, right? Jersey? Fuck.
What a classic moment here on Huntsville Home Video.
So you got your top five over there?
I got my top five. Some of them are the same. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Boom.
Going original. Halloween, original. Silence of the Lambs, Misery, The Omen.
Ooh.
I love The Omen.
That, too, is a rare franchise that did not suffer from sequelitis.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Omen 2 or 3?
No. So if you notice, I haven't seen a lot of sequels because I'm just afraid it's going to ruin everything. So I don't.
And you are not wrong to assume
right.
that.
I just quit. I'm like, I know I loved this. I just want to keep this. I want it to end the way it ended. I don't need any more.
So Omen 2, still solid.
Mm-hmm.
Omen 3, surprisingly decent, starring your boy Sam Neill of Jurassic Park fame.
I didn't know he was in that.
He plays Damien.
No shit.
You're about to watch Omen 2 and 3, aren't
you? I am. Holy shit. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, just when I think that I know things, it's so dumb. It's just so stupid. Like, now I'm that pandering, like, oh, I'm so great. I know all this shit. No, I don't know anything. Ah, like, damn
I
it.
I mean, again, we started this podcast as just to help you make right. you a more enlightened being.
Don't judge me. Just help me, for God's sake.
Right. Did you ever see the Omen remake?
I think I started watching it. It was one of those I started and I just was like, I got out of it, but I heard it's good.
It's okay. The only thing that I remember about that movie is that it came out on June 6th, 2006. 666.
Yes.
Six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the big deal.
That was like the most clever marketing ever. It's right. like we had to have something come out on the devil's day.
Right.
Might as well remake the fucking Omen.
Let's remake that, shall yeah. we? Yeah, no, I love the original, though. I love Gregory Peck. I just think it's great. Because I think what I like about that film, too, is because you for a while you don't know. Like, is right. he really the son of the devil? It's like Rosemary's Baby, too. It's like, yep. is they really the son of the devil, or is she just having these pregnant hallucinations? Like, is she just, you don't know until right at the end. Well, it's eyes. But Omen, like, you have this long part where you're like, is he just... Are we just crazy here? Is he really like the son of the devil? I mean, right. come on, you know?
Great episode of a series called Cursed Movies on Shudder.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, thank you for that password.
You're welcome. That's Leanne, what friends are for.
Leanne decided to jump into the Shudder streaming, and I'm like, hey, you want to hook a brother up with that password?
Yeah. You also didn't, like, you said it just like that. You went, no, what you said was, I said, I'm thinking about getting Shudder, and you're like, what you should do is get that, and then give me your password. And I went, okay, that's fine. And I went, wait a minute, I just got swindled. Like, I got totally bamboozled.
That's just how...
That's classic Jack.
Yeah.
Where does Evil Dead fall? That went totally off.
Yeah, I was like, wait, huh?
I just thought of it.
So I actually...
It's not your top five?
No.
Okay.
And I actually like Evil Dead 2 better.
That's one I haven't seen.
So basically Evil Dead 2 is more or less a remake of Evil Dead 1, but with money.
Right, and it's got a lot more like slapstick in it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
the comedy like kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the effects are a lot better. Because I recently went to a screening of Evil Dead. And I forgot, like, cause that movie was made in 1979. That came mm-hmm. out the year I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the music, the sound effects, like, everything is so loud
yeah.
and screechy
mm-hmm.
and just over the top. Like, the one scene that still fucks me up is the pencil to the Achilles. Ugh.
Anything, I think we've talked about that. I don't remember if it was on the podcast or not, but I know we've talked about that, like, with that and Pet Sematary.
Yep.
Like, just that whole thing. And I forgot, I rewatched Hostel not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I forgot that they do that, too, in that movie. And he goes to get up and get out, and his just
yeah.
totally separates.
Fuck. Stop.
Oh, it was
Stop
so...
It.
I forgot nope. about it. I forgot about it. And then I had to watch it and suffer through it again.
Fuck.
There's something about that place, like that behind the knee too, gets me every time. Like if there's anything behind it, it gets me. But that place right there, oh, fingernails and an eyeball and your Achilles. I
yep,
can't take
done.
It.
Done. Yeah. Fucking duh, shit.
Oh, sorry.
My fucking ankle hurts.
So sorry.
Yes,
so sorry. We did a lot of jumping around. I'm sorry. But this is a fun episode.
As we do.
Yeah.
As we
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
So are you going to be, so you're probably going to be watching Omen 2 and 3 on this Halloween.
This is literally what I do on Halloween. Like I have the most boring Halloween, but to me it's fun. I just love to sit and watch movies. And usually again, it's those same ones that I watch all the time, my top five, but now I'm going to have to venture out even more.
I mean, you've been switching it up. We've been introducing you to so many new movies.
I know.
I mean,
it's exciting,
man. Just imagine when we start getting into some of the deeper cuts.
Oof.
Man, imagine when you can finally know the difference between RoboCop and Kindergarten Cop.
I really honestly think about that a lot more than I should. like there are so many, like I'll just be working and during the day I'm like, I don't know anything about those two movies. like now my whole world's upside down because I really thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was RoboCop.
Mm-hmm. In Kindergarten Cop, there's an adorable little kindergartner that says, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Uh-huh.
And in RoboCop, he shoots a dude in the dick.
Oh, there's the difference.
There's the big diff.
Learned where things were, shot him off later on.
Uh-huh, yep. So thanks for trucking along for this special edition of Huntsville Home Video, Halloween edition. We just, like I said, we want to chat some scary movies.
Do you have a recommendation for like a deep cut movie that everybody should see?
I mean, honestly, if you've never revisited or ever seen Omen 2 and 3,
okay,
check those out. Like Omen and Psycho are two underrated horror franchises, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think Psycho 2, absolutely the best horror sequel of all times. Everyone wow. else can get the fuck out of here. Just go screw.
Get out of here, but also follow us on our social media at HSV Home Video, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Correct.
HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
Yeah, and if you also happen to think that Psycho 2 is the best horror sequel of all times, then you're in good company.
Right. At HSV Home Video. boom, roasted.
So, yeah, I think those are two greatly underappreciated horror franchises, especially, so, like, Psycho 3, not as good as Psycho 2. Psycho 4, like, I mean, opinions vary. I personally like the entire franchise.
Okay.
Omen 3, just the progression of where things go, especially between 2 and 3.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
I would say watch Omens 2 and 3. You're not going to get like a lot of like, oh, fuck, that just scared the shit out of me, fucking whatever. If you want a good, tense, kind of like edgy your seat, like, oh, my fucking God, watch Funny Games.
Funny Games.
Funny Games. That's a home invasion style flick. Like The Strangers. You ever see The Strangers?
Yeah.
So it's, imagine if The Strangers just showed up at the beginning of the movie and never left.
Right.
Like they're in your house and now they're talking to
they're
you.
They're in your face.
But they're not, like, the thing about Funny Games that makes it so twisted, and we're going to have to review this one for the podcast.
Okay.
Is it's just two fucking yuppies that show up at this couple, like this this family's house. It's like a mom, a dad, and a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And these two kids show up, and they're like, hey, we're out boating. We got some problems. And now they're in the house. And then now they're in the living room. And now this is, and the next, like,
such things, an invasion.
It's so creepy. And it's one of those movies, too, that, like, you think it's about to go this way, and it hits you with the sharp left.
Okay.
Really good. So I recommend Funny Games.
I want to watch that one. Have you, building off of that, have you seen the movie Hush?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yep. You found one.
I found one that you haven't seen?
This.
I'm so excited!
I love how you feigned surprise even though we've talked about this.
Well, they don't know we talked about it. I thought we were going off.
Oh, busted. No, had not seen Hush, but because we compared it to...
We did. I was just trying to make it fresh and anew, but go ahead.
Wow.
Wow. I thought you learned this with us working in radio, but no, I guess not.
Wow.
Damn.
Huh. I'm about to be done away with in those murder documentaries that you're so fond of.
Right? There's the real Jack Hacks. Ding, ding,
Jack Hacks.
Yes, we have talked about that before. You have not seen it.
I have not.
I just wanted my moment here on the podcast, but
we can edit around this.
No, we're leaving it in. We leave it all in.
We're leaving it all in,
wow. Buddy.
The mood has changed here in the video store.
No. No.
Ooh, a little icy.
But no, that's a movie that I really, really liked, and I think you should see it.
I will check that out.
I thought it was great. It's a home invasion movie, and it's just one of the, he just keeps on, like, he's not even in the house, but he just keeps fucking around, and she is deaf.
Yeah.
She can't hear. So for her to try to adapt and try to get out of the situation, and just those movies where there's no rhyme or reason, they just keep on torturing, just that psychological, it's just crazy.
And there are quite a few movies like that that take away a sense.
Yeah.
So like that one, she's deaf.
Uh-huh.
There's a movie, I want to say it's called Don't Breathe, where the guy is blind.
Yes.
That one's good.
I like that one.
That one was great.
Mm-hmm. I think Hush was better.
Okay.
In my personal opinion. And I like both. I saw the other one in the theater.
Well, I'm excited to watch Hush now.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when you take away a sense, those are some, they can be some fairly interesting movies.
Right.
Sometimes.
If they're done right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to have to go watch Hush that I've never seen. And Leanne was so happy that she had found a movie that I had not seen.
Just wanted my moment. Just wanted my one friggin' moment in this damn podcast.
But there's going to be a time when you ask me about a movie and I haven't seen it. And I'm going to be on a microphone. Like, you just hit up IMDb right now. Hit up the AMC like top 100. You're like, hey, have you ever seen this? I got you.
I got you.
And then I'd be like, wait, have you seen it?
No.
Fuck.
I mean, I saw part of it one time.
I saw bits, not all.
Yeah, no.
Whatever.
But if you strung all the bits together that I've seen, it would make a complete movie.
Yes. Well, hey, thanks for spending some time with us on Halloween. We know you got costume contests to go get ready for and parties and egg throwing and vandalism.
Or if you're like me, you're just sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, and if you're going to, you know, do a couple's costume, you should like go to Pound Town in that costume.
Okay.
Like, you went that far, like just seal the deal.
Well, isn't that the point?
I you know, yeah. I mean, depending on the costume, I guess.
Ugh. We don't need to go in any more detail on this.
I think we do.
Oh shit.
I have friends that posted that they're going as one of them is going as Colonel Sanders, one of them is going as a chicken.
Oh no.
I want to see that video. That could be.
I do not want to see that parody. I don't see that. Yeah. I don't want to see that one.
That's right. If you listen to Leonard Part 6, our review coming on Monday, you know that Leanne gets a nice present from my wife. You're going to find out on Monday all
what
about
it. Is. Mm-hmm.
So this is our special Halloween edition of Huntsville Home Video. Regular editions drop on Mondays, usually around 10 a.m.
Usually around 10 a.m.
Block some time out of your day.
Absolutely.
Monday we'll be reviewing Leonard Part 6, which is a scary movie for a different kind of reason. Getting the skinny on that Monday at 10 a.m.
I'm so excited.
So have a happy and safe Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
And thanks for stopping by Huntsville Home Video. Until we talk to you again, be kind and rewind.
Stop.
Your eyes fall out and your teeth decay, and that is the end of a perfect